I'm just about to leave for the train station and take the train out to Debrecen, which is almost about a three-hour ride out east. And tomorrow I'll go to Romania and do a program there. I'm going to do this podcast now early this morning and send it off because I'm a little concerned about the quality of reception I'll get there, even on my mobile, in order to be able to send out messages. So better safe than sorry. And I thought that today we could talk a little about movies and television. Going to movies, purchasing DVDs of mundane movies which have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. And unfortunately, it's a phenomena that's been going on for quite some time. Of course, inadvertently, or not inadvertently, but just unavoidably. For instance, we're on an airplane going somewhere, and there's a movie on the screen in front of you, and even Srila Prabhupada was entertained by watching Charlie Chaplin movie. But for Vaishnavas to go out of their way to spend Krishna's money on mundane subject matter, to go to movie houses or to purchase DVDs and watch movies on their computers, televisions, is really not in line with Srila Prabhupada's instructions. One only has to go through the folio to see that. And generally, it indicates that someone has a lack of taste in Krishna consciousness. Movies means entertainment. If you need something, and a form of entertainment separate from that which is provided by the Krishna consciousness movement, then it must be that we're not satisfied by chanting Hare Krishna, not satisfied in kirtan, not satisfied to get our entertainment through reading Srila Prabhupada's books, associating with devotees. Of course, devotees may sometimes argue that, well, it helps their preaching and how to relate to the world around them and be current as to what's happening. And, of course, the immediate answer is that Srila Prabhupada was the most relevant preacher and yet he didn't attend movies. It may be that under very exceptional circumstances that argument may really be relevant to some form of preaching, but that's not really what I'm talking about. Children don't need to see movies to know how to preach. General rank and file devotees don't need to know how to do it. And mostly such things are very specialist type of information that devotees need to glean from some particular, I don't know, film and so on. So it's not necessary for preaching, and we can see that most of our active and empowered preachers, like Indrajit Maharaj and so on, they don't need to go to movies to get ideas as to how to spread Krishna consciousness. And of course, Srila Prabhupada didn't do that, neither did our acharyas. Devotees may then argue, well, anyway, what's wrong with it? It's quite an innocent thing. And of course, the answer to that is that it's not innocent. And if someone understands Krishna conscious philosophy, they'll know that the effects of watching movies is also not innocent. You're hard-pressed to find any kind of movie which doesn't break all of the four regulative principles within its own storyline. Violence, sex, intoxication, hedonistic lifestyle, this is what it's all about. And you may find some cartoons which are more innocent, but their underlying theme of an atheistic life, a life which is separate from pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is pervasive all throughout. So why would someone who's strict about Krishna consciousness see that form of entertainment, which is all about breaking the basic foundational regulations of Krishna consciousness, which runs against the philosophy and teachings of devotional service. It doesn't make sense. And when we see these type of things, inevitably, as was in the case of Ajamil, when he watched a Shudra and Shudrani engaged in illicit activities, further seeds of desire become planted within our hearts. In other words, by seeing illicit activities, especially in the very powerful medium in which they are presented, it's inevitable that these things leave an impact upon us, and that impact is to, again, reactivate the desire for sex life, intoxication, rebellion against Krishna. And once again, we find ourselves battling with material desires. Why? Because they've been brought to life, or even new material desires have been implanted by seeing these movies. And of course, it also pollutes the mind. Smartavyam shatam vishnur. Our business is to always think about Krishna. Well, how can you think about Krishna when the impressions of television, movies, cartoons, who knows what, Lord of the Rings is present within people's minds? You can't think about Krishna. The mind is just like a board, a blackboard. If you fill it full of writing, you can't write any more on it. Similarly, if you scribble all kinds of movie nonsense upon your mind and you let that be the pervasive mood, it's not possible to think about Krishna. Neither would a devotee want to. A devotee whose mind is mama mana mandire, whose mind is like a temple, which is clean and pristine, it's Vrindavan Dham, he wouldn't want to pollute his mind with those things, because it will distract him, not even for a minute, from Krishna. So devotees should really seriously consider this whole concept of movie-going, DVD watching, and of course television watching is in the same category. All of these things are contrary to the principles of devotional service. Initiated devotees in taking their vows, more or less in terms of no gambling, means frivolous activity. This is frivolous activity which is not conducive to devotional service. And surrender means that anukulyena sarkalpa pratikulya vivarjanam. We reject those things that are not favorable. If not favorable to devotional service, we reject it. If it's acceptable, we accept it. So we should keep this in mind. It's a serious issue. Unfortunately, it's something which is not unheard of within our society. There are Krishna conscious DVDs, there are Krishna conscious movies, Ramayana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movies, and these, if they're really pure in terms of their presentation, or at least they present the message of Krishna consciousness in a nice way, then those are something that is favorable for our devotional service. And we should be able to feel that. I know that many times I've seen that Neelachala Mahaprabhu in these films, and although it's not exactly perfectly true to the historical accounts or to Shastric account, but still, the bhava or the mood is there, the chanting of the holy names is pervasive, and devotees can feel inspired. I doubt that if devotees go to see Star Wars, that they feel very inspired to practice Krishna consciousness. That does not inspire your devotional service. And an honest, introspective view into one's heart will immediately reveal that. So there are, and our ISKCON TV provides both in-house movies which have been produced by devotees, or those which are produced like that Ramayan cartoon, which is also very nice for children to watch. So the media can be employed, but we should be very, very careful about subjecting ourselves to things that will not only thwart our advancement in devotional service, but perhaps keep us from going back to Godhead in this lifetime, because our minds become so polluted that we become a victim of our senses, and ultimately we fall down from the strict practices of Krishna consciousness. So sadhu shabadan, this was today's subject, and I'm on to 10 minutes exactly, and therefore I'll leave you with that thought and going to go out the door and get onto the train. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.